Follow us on Twitter at 93.7TheFan, driven by Shorkey Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram. Chris Muller has done an excellent job of picking games against the spread, and this information becomes more and more useful now that the Rivers Casino has its sports book open. Chris is 66-42-1.
You, sir, are a loser. Goodbye! 51-57-1. However, we had a partial week last week. We are now into picking college bowl games, many of which have not happened yet. In fact, none of them have happened. But we did have Army-Navy, which we both got wrong. Typical. You went 3-2 last week. I went 2-3 in a partial week. That means you're batting first, my friend. How does it feel?
It feels great.
All right, here we go. Alamo Bowl, I believe this is. Iowa State taking on Wazoo, Washington State. The Cougs, a 3.5-point favorite.
I'm going to take the Cyclones plus 3.5. They're used to seeing offenses like Washington State because of the Big 12 conference. They're one of the best teams in the Big 12 against the pass. I thought Washington State, when they had to play a legitimate team in Washington, looked like absolute dog crap. So I'm going to take Iowa State plus 3.5 because I think they win the game outright.
Gardner Minshew is going to play as far as I know, so I'm taking Washington State minus the 3.5. Thank you.
Holiday Bowl. Ron Cook's alma mater, Northwestern, taking on number 20, Utah. The Utes. The running Utes. A 7.5-point favorite.
I'll tell you what, man. I don't want to pick Utah because I watched the Pac-12 title game between them and Washington.
That wasn't a lot of fun.
It was one of the worst football games I've ever viewed. I'm going to take Northwestern plus the 7.5.
So am I. Because I'm thinking this is going to be a very ugly football game.
Even if I think Utah probably wins, but I think they could win like 12-9.
God, the Holiday Bowl must be so pissed because they used to get those
BYU, SMU, the all-time finishes.
They get those high-scoring shootouts. Yeah, this is not going to be that.
Mississippi State, 7-point favorite, are the Bulldogs as they take on tight end U, Iowa. And yes. I don't know what bowl.
This
I don't
care.
This
is the Outback Bowl.
Sure, the Outback Bowl.
I like Iowa getting 7 points in this game. Mississippi State clobbered Mississippi to end the year, but doesn't it just strike you as a game where, like, you're watching it hungover on New Year's Day?
Yeah, give me the vibe for this game in Andrew's house.
It's
you're
like
hungover.
6-3 in the third quarter, and Kirk Ferentz
is punting from the opponent's 36 on 4th-and-1.
Yes.
And you're saying to yourself, because you're hungover, you're saying to yourself, now that's a great coaching move by Ferentz.
Yeah. You described it to a T. I'm going to take Iowa plus 7.
I feel like it's hard to call these Big Ten SEC matchups with down-the-line teams because you always want to pick the SEC and they always disappoint. I think Iowa does win this football game, so I'll take them plus the 7.
Peach Bowl, this is a top 10 matchup. The Gators of Florida, number 10 in the country. Michigan coming off that horrible loss to Ohio State, ranked 8th. Michigan favored by 7.5.
Florida's been down big in games this year and come back. Vandy is one that comes to mind for them. So they're not a team that's down and out by any means, but I feel like Michigan is the clearly superior football team here. I mean, they were 4th in the country before that Ohio State loss.
Correct.
So I'm taking them minus the 7.5.
Yeah, I think there's a little bit of SEC bias in these games, and I think you just kind of hit on that, where there's a belief whenever the SEC and Big Ten get together that the SEC is going to win. Florida, to me, is... I don't know. I don't see the great athletes there yet. I think that's if the first year coach Mullen. I think Michigan, because they lost Ohio State, will probably be more up for this game.
Yeah,
and
I agree.
Think that's you have to factor that in with some of these bowl games. So I think Michigan goes to Atlanta and puts a hurt on Florida minus 7.5.
The best part is there's irony in picking Michigan because Jim Harbaugh always talks about like the evils of gambling. So I like the idea of picking his team against the spread, or you know, laying 7.5 points. On to the NFL, where they play for money, at least money that is exchanged in a formal contract over the table and not in the form of some sort of car dealership perk job for a guy's uncle. Here we go. Oakland on the road against the Fightin' Jeff Driscolls, speaking of Florida. The Bengals, a 3-point favorite over your Oakland Raiders.
I think they've got this line flipped. I think Oakland should be favored by 3. Based on what they did against the Steelers, the way Derek Carr has played, now 8 straight games without an interception. If you just reduce it down and boil it down to this basic question, do you want Derek Carr or Jeff Driscoll? I've got to go with Carr. So Oakland has showed a lot of fight lately. So I'm going to take them plus 3 to take on the zombie head coach, the comatose coach.
What could Marvin Lewis, if Marvin Lewis went 0-16, would he get fired? That's a serious question.
He'd get an extension.
Right.
Well, the 0-16 coach is like the coach in waiting there, Chris, so there's your answer.
They're 0-4, I think, since Hugh Jackson's come on board there. I'm taking Oakland plus the 3 as well. Here's the reason why I'm taking them. You said they've come on strong of late. It's the last thing they should be doing. They should be trying to sink to the bottom to get the first overall pick. They need a pass rusher. Nick Bosa is probably the first player who's going to get selected. If the season ended today, I'm not positive, but I think Oakland would only be the second pick in the draft. What are they doing?
No, yeah.
Arizona, I think,
Arizona's
would be worse.
3-10. San Francisco's 3-10.
But San Francisco beat them head-to-head.
Yep.
Oakland should lose this game, which is why they will win. Next.
Bucks at the Ravens. Baltimore favored by 7.5.
I love Tampa Bay plus the 7.5 in this game.
So do I.
By the way, we're getting late on picks here, and you have, again, only picked one game differently than me so far.
Crap.
Yeah, just throwing that out there. I may or may not be sacrificing my great record here on the idea that I'm going to pick the games the same as you, that I have can guess your vibe on the game. But I think here's the thing. People are going to say that Baltimore should cruise here for a couple of reasons. One, it's at home. Two, they're horrible is Tampa at stopping the run, and all Baltimore does with Lamar Jackson is run the football. But Tampa with Jameis feels like a team less likely to shoot itself in the foot than they would with Fitzmagic. I feel like this is one of those games where Winston, against a very good defense, inexplicably has like a 2 or 3 touchdown game.
Tampa reminds me of the Bengals last year, where they spoiled other teams' playoff fates.
They were tough on the Saints, 14-3 at the half.
Since he went to Detroit and won, then they beat the Ravens on the Tyler Boyd play. And I think the Bucs are going to do that to the Ravens on Sunday, and I think they might do that to the Cowboys next week too. So I'm going to take Tampa plus 7.5 because I think there's a real chance they win the game.
We have a hot minute here. Do you think Jameis Winston is the guy down there? Just
no,
as an aside.
I don't.
They're in quarterback hell right now with him.
Purgatory. They might have to pick up that. They will pick up the option on him, and I think that'll be a mistake.
I just think this is an interesting topic. Who's in worse shape quarterback-wise, them or Tennessee? Tennessee's won a playoff game with Mariota, but I can't discern between the two of them in terms of who's the better passer. But Tennessee has to keep going with Mariota.
I think Tennessee's identity is defense and
running
a versatile quarterback, yeah. So that's why I think he'll stay there. But I do think there's a limit to how much they can win
with
Mariota.
New Orleans on the road against Carolina. The Panthers are on life support. After 5 straight losses, New Orleans a 6-point favorite.
Yeah, and Cam Newton doesn't look good. He's got a shoulder injury.
I think against the Steelers, he really suffered that.
I'm going to take the Panthers in this game. Something's just not quite right with the Saints. I know that they pulled away in the second half against the Bucs, but I have not liked them the last 2.5 weeks. So this is the Waterloo game. This is the game of the year for the Panthers. This is a do-or-die game. I'm going to take the points. They're a different team at home and see what I get.
I
can get out of this. I'm going to take the Panthers plus 6.
So one of the recurring tropes of this pick segment is I do no research. I know nothing about most of the college games. I am just picking blind like a complete idiot. But this is one of those games where I actually feel like I know things. Breeze has not been himself. They ran the ball well against Tampa, and that was a big reason why they ended up crawling out of that 14-3 hole with 25 unanswered in the second half. Carolina, after getting routed by the Steelers to drop to 6-3, the 4 straight losses have all been by one possession or less, by I think a total of 16 points. They are not losing by much, and they're a better team at home. And yet, paralysis by analysis, oh no, I'm picking the Saints minus the 6. I think this could be a statement game for them.
Good. We need to disagree on some of these.
Well, we're about
all
to.
All right, here it comes.
Let's see.
Down the pike.
Let's see.
Patriots minus 2.5 at the Steelers.
Do you even need to ask me my pick? I'm taking the Patriots. If it was minus 7.5, I think I'd take the Patriots. I'll keep this to under 30 seconds. They are so clearly and so totally a better franchise, a better team, better coached, better quarterbacked, better prepared, better schemed, better everything than the Steelers in every conceivable way, that the thought of the Steelers beating them in any game with any stakes, so long as Brady and Belichick are there, is a foreign concept to me, and I can't pick it. So it's New England easily minus the 2.5.
I'm going to read you some scores here.
Okay.
Jaguars 31, Patriots 20. Lions 26, Patriots 10. Titans 34, Patriots 10. Dolphins 34, Patriots 33. Patriots 24, Steelers.
I know where you're going here.
38.
What? What?
There you have it. I know for whatever reason there's a weird fascination right now with my picks. Steelers, 38. Patriots, 24.
Would you care to
do
to
the bank? Get in your car, fasten your seatbelt, make sure you got your whole deal with your mirrors adjusted.
Your dashboard Jesus is ready. You're going to be flying through traffic to get to the Rivers and bet on the Patriots.
Pull ways out. Type in Rivers Casino. Punch it in. Drive there. Park. Go down the elevator. Give them your license. Ask for directions to the sports book. Punch in Steelers. Plus 2.5. Thank me later, Pittsburgh. Thank me later.
I'm getting a
at
call.
7:25.
Hold on. I'm getting a call down the line from Craig. He's saying that there has already been a groundswell of bets on the Patriots minus 2.5 in the wake of this.
7:25. Sunday evening. I want thank yous. That's it.
You're going to be getting.
You know where to find
you're going to be getting a two-word phrase that ends with you, but the first word will not be thank.
You know where to find me? I want thank yous. Patriots. People were trying to buy this pick. I'm giving it to you for free because I love you. Steelers 38, Patriots 24, my friends.